Hello, my friend, and welcome to Molly's Mornings. I'm Molly Williams, and happy new moon in Taurus. It is such an honor to be here with you and celebrate all of this good energy. I will be sharing a new moon in Taurus ritual on Wild Minds, my own app. The details are in the show notes, and I would love to experience a sacred ceremony and deep ritual together. This is such a potent time to come together, to ground. So if that resonates with you, please come on over there. I would love to be in ceremony and ritual with you. For now, let's find a comfortable seat, allowing the body to be relaxed. The new moon is a time of darkness, a time of turning inward. We can utilize this time to focus on restoration. So allowing the body to rest, maybe even resting on your back, covering up with a warm blanket, whatever feels good to you. You can start to gently massage the palms, closing the eyes if that resonates, shaking the head no, and then yes, stretching the body with this gentle movement, allowing the jaw to relax. Any stuck or stagnant energy releasing with the breath. Allowing the worries to be put down here. Recharging in this moment together. As this new moon is in the sign of Taurus, anchoring the body and your connection to the earth. Grounding here, allowing yourself to be held, supported, cared for by the earth. Feeling gravity pulling you deeper and deeper into this connection. Imagine that recharging as you feel the weight of the body landing in this moment. Allowing yourself to breathe into any areas of the body that are still holding on. Continuing to allow gravity to be like a weighted blanket, comforting, relaxing. And when you're ready, shifting the focus to the tip of the nose, the cool sensation of the breath. Without judgment, noticing how your breath feels today, in this moment. Is it even? Is it full? Does it feel easy? Or maybe it's a bit sticky. Maybe one nostril feels a bit more flowing than the other. Maybe the breath is in the chest, not quite reaching the belly. Is it long or quick? What do you notice? Breathing in through the nose, cool air in, allowing it to stretch and reach the belly. Exhaling, following the breath as it leaves. Once again, breathing in, savoring every aspect of the breath. Release. Breathing in. Breathing out. And now taking the deepest breath of your entire day, filling the body with this beautiful breath in. Releasing the warm air out. Noticing how this feels. This new moon in Taurus is a special one. New moons are traditionally a time of planting the seeds of intention. We plant the seeds in the darkness of the soil, knowing that they will find the light. This is true of the new moon, as it's the darkest time of the moon cycle. We are being asked in this time to be the light, while also trusting that the light of the moon will return to us. This special new moon in Taurus has a conjunction with Venus, which represents desire, love, attraction, and Jupiter, which is symbolic of good luck and good fortune. As we are in Taurus season, we have this triple energy around manifestation. The seeds that are planted today have the power to be attracted through this conjunction in Venus, while also the good fortune of Jupiter. So we can trust that it will be extra potent and special to set intentions in this space. Giving yourself permission now to drop into your dreams and manifestations. What seeds do you want to plant for this upcoming season? What do you want to manifest into your life? I'll be quiet for a moment. As this is a season of planting, I want you to now imagine digging a hole in the darkness of the soil and putting your manifestation, your dream, in this space with trust and knowing that it will find the light, that it will come to fruition. Taking a few moments now to plant your manifestations. And now I want you to imagine watering the seeds. Watering the seeds with affirmations, with positive thoughts. You can say things within or out loud, like, I trust you will be here soon. I can't wait to see you. I appreciate you. I know that we will be together soon. Whatever resonates with you now, watering your seeds with your thoughts and words. As our garden grows, it's not uncommon to have a couple of weeds grow in tandem. I want you to think about the darkness within you today. The limiting beliefs, the blocks, the fears, the thought patterns that haven't been serving you. What weeds need to be let go of as we enter into this new moon cycle? I'll be quiet as you reflect for a moment. And now with love, in the Taurian way, I want you to ask the earth, ask the moon for help in transforming this and letting it go. You can say out loud or within, I am choosing to let this go. I am choosing to let this go. I am choosing to let this go. Maybe allowing for a shedding process. Feeling the light within you shining as you align deeper with your potential here and the possibilities. Giving yourself a few quiet moments now to visualize all of the manifestations that are on their way for you now. I'll be quiet for a moment. Taking a deep breath in. Noticing how that feels. I hope that you will join me for my new moon in Taurus ritual and ceremony together over on my app, Wild Minds. It's going to be beautiful. The details will be in the show notes if that resonates with you. But for now, let's bring the palms together in prayer position to close out our practice. May you be well, my friend. May you have the love and light of support around you. And may you be peaceful and share that peace with the world. Thank you for being here. Happy New Moon.